Good morning and welcome everyone to PDG Q2 2015 results conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Carlos Piani, CEO, Mr. Rafael Espírito Santo, CFO and IRO, and Mr. Antonio Guedes, COO. We'd like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's remarks. After that, there will be a question-and-answer session for analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should you need any assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We would like to inform that questions can only be asked by telephone. So if you are connected through the webcast, you should email your questions directly to the IR team at ri@pdg.com.br. Today's live webcast, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed through PDG's website at www.pdg.com.br/IR. You can also download the presentation from that URL. Before proceeding, we'd like to mention that forward-looking statements made during this presentation concerning the company's business perspectives and other targets, economic and performance targets, are based on assumptions on PDG's management and also on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not materialize. Investors should have in mind that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG and lead to results which will differ materially from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. I'd now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Carlos Piani, CEO, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Piani, you have the floor. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to first thank you all for participating in our earnings call for the second quarter of 2015. Our agenda has four parts today. And first, I'll be talking about the highlights of the quarter and about our changing management. Then Antonio Guedes, our COO, will be talking about our operational evolution. After that, Rafael Espírito Santo, our CFO, will talk about the financial trends. At last, we'll move on to the Q&A session. So let's move to page number four, where we have the highlights for the second quarter. First, we had a cash generation of 78 million reais, totaling 488 million reais in the half. It was impacted by a change in the bank's transfer policy, payment to minority shareholders, which will be addressed by Rafael later on. Also, we have successfully concluded our capital increase operation. We raised 500 million reais with the compliance of around 80% of our shareholder base. Third, we have continued our process of deleveraging with a reduction of 9% of our net debt. Our rollover process is moving along, and we expect to formalize and conclude the process throughout the third quarter of this year. Fourth, we have reduced by 52% our cost to be incurred from projects launched before 2013 over Q1, giving breath to our process of decreasing costs. Finally, we have concluded our ZBB, zero-based budgeting project. We have changed our management structure and have reduced at around 23% our headcount. In this quarter, we also had an impact of the layoff liabilities, but starting the third quarter, we'll have the benefits arising from that project. Guedes and Rafael will detail those points when we move on to the operating and financial part. Moving on to the next slide, I'll be talking about the management change. In the last 2 months, we informed the market that Marco Querela, our former CFO, and myself would leave the company. Those decisions were made independently, but they understood that a cycle had been completed at BDG. We arrived at the company in September 2012, and our mission was to reposition the company strategically, consolidate its controlled companies, recruit a new leadership, and execute a large number of existing projects, reduce leveraging, and turn the company leaner to get it ready for a new growth cycle. I strongly believe we have managed to achieve those objectives. Throughout those 3 years, we have redefined our strategic position in terms of choosing where to operate and choosing new investment criteria. That led to a concentration of launches in São Paulo and Rio and the cancellation of 48 projects, which amounted to 48 million rising as in VSO. The companies Gotfabi, PDL, and Aguiar have all consolidated under one operating company, have recruited a new leadership of excellent quality to lead the company now. We have finished hundreds of projects, delivered 60,000 units to our clients. That accounts to 90% of projects which existed before 2013, thus eliminating the risk of older projects. We have reduced the leverage on and off balance sheet in over 2 million reais, especially through the reduction in cost and other financing. And lastly, have reduced SG&A by 53%, from 568 million reais in 2012 to 264 million this quarter. The company is now more efficient and leaner. So I, again, believe we've accomplished a lot in the past few years, but there is still a lot to come. Despite this great evolution, the market is more challenging given the macroeconomic scenario. With Cirelli's leaving, I have discussed with the board how to adapt our leadership to this new moment. We have concluded that given the change in the financial era, it would be also timely to change the CEO position. With that, the board has invited Mr. Trigueiro, a partner of GP Investments, to succeed myself. I met Marcio 14 years ago when we worked in the banking industry and we were board members in a tech company. Marcio is a very experienced professional, and I'm sure he will do a great job in leading the company going forward. For Cirelli's position, Marcio invited Mauricio Teixeira, former CFO, who worked with Marcio for the last 3 years. Cirelli and myself will continue to support the company as board members. The transition process is already ongoing, and they will officially take over on August 17th. I believe with these new two leaders, the company will be well positioned to continue its monetizing process and also its deleveraging process to eventually resume growth. I now give the floor over to Guedes, who will be talking about our operating results in the quarter. Good morning, everyone. This is Guedes. We'll start on slide number 7, talking about our projects. It's worth mentioning that throughout the second quarter, we did not advance any projects. We are focused in reducing risk through delivery of projects launched before 2013. We closed this quarter with just 34 projects which were launched before 2013, totaling 296 projects delivered between the early 2012 and the end of the present quarter, without any change in budget. Until the end of this year, we will have finalized all projects which were launched before 2013, thus reducing the complexity and the execution risk of the company. On slide number 8, we see that the cost to be incurred totaled 1,100,000,000 reais in the second quarter of this year, a drop of 55% when compared to the second quarter of 2014, and 23% when compared to the first quarter of this year. Considering just the cost to be incurred for projects launched after 2012, the cost to be incurred closed the second quarter 2015 at 257 million reais, a drop of 52% when compared to the 594 million posted in the first quarter of this year. In what concerns the cost to be incurred of 7.1 billion posted at the end of 2012, the drop was of 96%. We continue to reduce execution risk quarter by quarter, and we're getting close to delivering all projects launched before 2013. Moving on to the next slide, page 9, about the second quarter of 2015, the company posted 356 million in sales, 30% below the first quarter, the first year, when we had our Na Ponta do Lápis sales campaign, the tip of the pencil sales campaign. That reflects a more difficult economic scenario and also a difficult scenario for the industry. And of course, this quarter came right after a quarter where we had a very strong sales campaign. In the semester, gross sales reached 252 million reais, 30% below the first half of 2014 when we posted 1.2 billion reais. In this quarter, cancellations reached 279 million, an increase of 10% when compared to the first quarter of 2016, and just 1.5% above the number registered in the second quarter of 2014. An increase in cancellations still reflects this period where we delivered more units. Besides stricter credit for the industry, an increase in rates, and a decrease in the maximum limit for financing. Considering a reduction in gross sales and an increase in cancellations, we posted the net sales of 319 million reais in the quarter, in the semester. Moving on to slide number 10, focus on sales. 21% of our inventory between the second quarter of 2014 and the second quarter of this year. 1% by 1% between the first quarter of 2015 and the second quarter of this year. The inventory to be delivered by the end of the year saw a drop of 34% between the second quarter of 2014 and the second quarter of 2015, and an increase of 7% between the first quarter of 2015 and the second quarter of 2015, driven by cancellations which took place in the period. We'll keep our focus on the sales of inventory, especially the one which generates immediate cash. On the next slide, addresses cancellations. We have a high level of resale, 87% of resale. Besides that, we have managed to make up for inflation with an average price of 6.7% above the original VSO, which was canceled, and which was also in line with the first quarter of 2015, as you can see in the chart on the left-hand side. Moving on to slide number 12, we have the mortgage pressure. Because of a more challenging economic scenario and a more difficult credit scenario, with an increase of rates and all of that, clients have find it more difficult to raise money with the banks. So the number of mortgage transfers in this quarter was 3,470 units, in line with the second quarter of 2014, but 19% down from the transfers posted in the first quarter of this year. In the half, 7,743 units were transferred, in line with the figures posted in the same period of last year. We have been delivering high volumes of units that generate a significant inventory for transfer. So the trend is for this number to accelerate towards the end of the year. I now will give the floor to Mr. Espirito Santo, who will be talking about the financial trend. Good morning, everyone. Slide number 14, we show our G&A trend. There is a downtrend in the past month, as Piani said. CDG concluded the first ZBB, which entailed a significant change in our administrative structure. Since this happened in June, most of those results will be reaped throughout the second half. But even taking into account labor liabilities incurred in the first half because of that adjustment, G&A was 6% below the previous half. On the next slide, we see our cash evolution as measured. This is the fourth consecutive quarter where we have a positive cash generation. It's important to mention that cash generation in this quarter was negatively impacted by some extraordinary events which are not related directly to our operation. If we exclude those events, we would have reached a gain of 16 million in this quarter. Moving on to slide 16, we have our total leveraging, taking into account not only net debt, but also our cost to be incurred for construction, which was the company's largest obligation at the end of 2012, and which was considerably reduced, or has been reduced since then. Since 2012, we have managed to reduce by 6.2 billion reais in leveraging figures, thus reducing the company's risk level. Next, we have our construction financing. The operational cash generation is used to pay off the construction. We have amortized more than 0.5 million reais in 2015. 600 million just in the second quarter. As we transfer those units, those financing lines is expected to be significantly reduced in the coming quarters. In the next slide, we have the corporate debt schedule. We have dealt with our needs of refinancing in the first half. And for the second half, I can tell you that negotiations are fully advanced. We are talking to banks, and we are now negotiating the final terms and should have that ready soon. In slide number 19, we have another figure which we keep close eye to, which is our net asset value. The reduction of the company's market value, even considering an increase in capital, did not reflect on the intrinsic value. With that, I give the floor back to Piani for his final remarks. So let's move on to the Q&A session before I give my final remarks, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start our Q&A. If you have a question, please press star 1 in your phone. If at any moment your question was answered, press star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. Questions will be answered as they are received. We'd like to ask you to keep your phone off the hook as you ask the question so that you have optimum sound quality. First question comes from Mr. Luis Cassini from Credit Suisse. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first about your strategy to accelerate the monetization of receivables. What are you doing for that? Are you thinking about adopting a more aggressive strategy, given the fact that banks are more restrictive now as well? And also, in terms of the debt rollover, shown as a schedule to amortize the debt, which is slightly different from what appears in the release. So if you could give us some color concerning the rollover and some more detail in terms of maturity for the next set. So thank you. Luis, this is Kenny. I'll tackle the first question, and then Rafael will talk about the debt rollover policy. We have focused our efforts on monetizing our assets, as I said, both for receivables and in the conversion of a transfer. Several actions going on. Today we have a daily routine of following up on those activities, and we have been more flexible to allow for that conversion. So Sometimes we use a chart to make sure we have no losses. Where we have a price appreciation, we invert, we are more aggressive and less condescending, if you will, in terms of granting cancellation. So we, when we cancel, we try to resell it as fast as we can. Today, we try to complement Resolute, given that default on housing finance is really small, even considering the scenario. So it's a set of initiatives, a set of actions. So perhaps Safa could talk about the campaign we have conducted. Two actions we have conducted for that. One, which is called Right Now PDG, aimed at clients which are about to make the transfer, and we spend a day with them, and we involve, we engage everyone in the company so we can make that transfer happen as fast as possible. And the other campaign is the PDG Facilita, where you have different parts of you award those who pay on time. And we also have commercial initiatives. We have also a table which is not based on transfer. So it all depends on where the product is located. It depends on the liquidity level of the project. So it's a set of strategies being adopted. And we look at those carefully as we make our decisions. So we have a full agenda engaging, as I said, every one of the teams. Luis, this is Rafael Espírito Santo. As for your second question concerning the debt rollover, as I said, we are moving forward. We are reaching an end to the negotiations. We haven't had any new formalization. So the difference in the chart that you saw between the release and the presentation, that difference is because we are already considering negotiations which have moved further along for 2016 session. But in brief, we're getting close to the end of that process. Okay, thank you. Rafael, if I may, concerning that redeemable preferred shares at 300 million, when will be those shares redeemable? Are they on that schedule as well? Thank you. Those shares were the instrument through which PDG financed the company in the past. We are working with a large bank, and they have a right to a fixed dividend. They would be redeemable as of June, and we are negotiating that. We have managed to extend that term, and the idea is to change the instrument and then to use a real debt instrument. So those facts are not yet reflected in our schedule to answer your query. It all depends on the ongoing negotiations we have with several banks. The idea is to extend that in the area to the tune of 18 months. Okay, thank you. Have a nice day. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you have a question, press star 1. Once again, to ask a question, press please star 1. The Q&A session is now over. I'd like to give the floor over to Mr. Piani for his final remarks. This is my last conference as CEO, where I'd like to take the opportunity to thank everyone who helped us get where we are. Our shareholders, board members, creditors, partners, suppliers, and especially our team of collaborators, of associates. Without them, the transformation would not have been possible. Our employees behaved as a real owner team for the last 3 years. I am very proud to have been part of this team. I am sure and confident that with this team, Marcio will be able to move even further throughout the next year. I wish you all much success. I now close. Thank you again for participating in our earnings call for the second quarter, and have a nice day. PTG conference call for the second quarter results is now over. You can now disconnect your line. Thank you.